Hallelujah. You are welcome this morning. Heavenly Father, we give thanks unto you for protecting us who is seeing this day, this month, in this year 2035, the month of November, the very first Sunday. Lord, we are grateful to you. We say thank you for your protection, for giving us life to live, for making us to know that with you all things are possible. Lord, we ask today that every single member of this church, that the enemy will not be able to obstruct us anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. As we started this year, 2025 with you, we shall bring it to end in the name of Jesus Christ. And we shall go into the coming year, 2036, without any problem. Thank you, Lord, for your grace. In Jesus' precious name, my people, what that is here. You are welcome, brothers and sisters. Yes, we are now in the month of November. So quick, we just started this year, just a few months ago. Now it's already 11 months. So you should know that time waits for no one. This month of November, it's going to be our month of praising God. Those of you that think I'm too busy, I'm too old to praise God, you better make up your mind that we have no option than to praise that one that gave you life to live. So long as you are alive, it's a responsibility for you to praise him. It's not like I'm too young, I am too old, I am a businessman, I have a lot of money, I don't need God again. What is money? Like I told you last time, bread in you is from him. You can be 2 meters tall. God has that bread in you, so small. But when he takes it away, you return back to where what you are made with. So for that reason, he has made this clearly to every living one, me and you, that we need to praise him. I'm happy that we make up our mind that this month of November, we are going to have unlimited praise him continuously, because it's worthy to be praised. No excuse that I'm too busy or I'm tired. No. God is the one that gives you power to live. Praise is, there's nothing like I'm a billionaire. I don't need God. That is foolishness and stupidity, if anyone should think like that. Because even when you have billions, what is billions? Money or what? What is money compared to life? Life is number one. He owns that life in you. Even if you have billions, you carry it nowhere. I don't know what they spent in heaven. It is not dollar, it's not naira, it is not euro. I don't know what they spent in heaven. So all your billions end up here. You can't go anywhere with it. I've told you a story before. A man, a very rich man, he had a lot of billions. Give me all my money. Since he's going to die, he said, bring my money to me. They said, okay. He said, bring everything. They brought the whole money. Put it in my casket. Now I'm going to heaven with it. No problem. They brought the whole money. Put it in his casket. Cover him up. Because you were made from sand. Cover him up. And at the end of the day, you are crying. Bury all that millions with him. People left. Then the following morning, they came back to that place. No single money. They opened the altar. What happened? They're taking it away. That money is not even needed. Where is going to? So whatever you have is not important. Praise the one that holds that breath in you. So eternity you must spend it with Christ. That is why it's our hope of glory. If you think I'm already okay, I'm in Austria, I'm in Europe, I don't need God again, you are only fooling yourself. Why? Because every being is your duty to make sure that you know who brought you to this planet Earth. I pray that the Spirit will help every single one. That is why we have what is called devil is there to distract you from serving him, praising him, because he knows once you do that to God, you are only opening automatic everything to yourself. Becomes yours. So he doesn't want you to do that. But we didn't know. For us, we think, okay, devil is correct. No, it's not. So I pray that God, by his grace, that every single one that is hearing me just now, that the enemy will never be able again to take him away in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall be on the last day with Christ in eternity. We must be on that day with him because he's our hope of glory. That is why clearly it is stated in the book. Every one of us know what the Bible is here and there. See, if you have breath in you, the next thing is praise that one I gave it to you. Why will I say praise him? I don't want to know. You say, hey, well, why should I praise him? My leg is paining me. The breath is still in you. Even though your leg is paining you, praise him. Every single one that's in this room, I know no one lives here. For you to have power to come to this place today, it means you can praise that same word. Because we left home to come here. So I will use the word, praise the Lord, for him is innocent. If that's the only thing I should do, you should do. Why should you say, I cannot do it? Because I did it last week. It's not your problem. Going to praise him. Why? Because he owns you. You say me? I'm already a billionaire. What is billion? That is paper. You're talking about paper. You say it's money. What is money? Talking about breath that is in you, which he gave to every being. And for that reason, it's our duty to praise him. Please, are you the word? Every single one of you. Whatever condition is around you, make sure you esteem yourself to worship and praise that one that made you in his image and his likeness. You say, am I like God? Why are they saying, like, you don't know what is going on. He made you. You are not there when he was making you. You cannot even, we don't know. As being, you can't understand it. But the truth is, he made us in his image, in his likeness. And that is what he desired from me and you. Let us go into the book of Psalm 150. Please. Psalm 150. From 150 verse 6. I don't know what to do verse 6 of this. No, not to 6. Verse 6. He said, let everything. What did he say? Let everything that has breath praise the Lord. Everything he said that has breath. Praise the Lord. So, I have every cause to tell you continuously you praise him, because I know you don't live in this place. For you being here, it means you make up your mind to come here, you moved here, and that means there is breath in you. Because if you are out sleeping, I don't know whether you are still alive or not. But for you coming from your home to this place, it means you are alive. That means that breath is in you. That means you are supposed to praise the Lord. Do not say, who is that making us? I'm sleeping. Nobody is sleeping here. Your being here means you are alive. That's why I said that day, that little bread that is in you, he owns it. Once he takes it from you, you say, hey, me, I'm 2 meters tall now. God, you can take your bread from me. No, I don't care. He takes it away from you. The 2 meter tall that you are becomes nothing. So it means it's very, very important that we should know praising God is not a thing that if I have time, I will take 1 hour to be able to praise him. No. Praise him anytime you think is right. You must always make sure you are able to praise him, because that is what is desired from you. To you, you may say, what is praising? It doesn't matter. No. That's what is asking from me and you. So you should make sure. This is where we are making, we draw a timetable. 10 o'clock, you must come here. Some people come here 12. When they say 10, why are you coming here 12? Please make sure. They are not asking 24 hours, you have to be here praising him. No. We should try to be obedient and make sure we take time to come for that same time we all gather together, praise him, give us unto him, and return back to our different destinations. Why? Because God is a peaceful God. It cannot, because of you again, change anything. Tomorrow another one will come. It change it. Next tomorrow another one. Will you be changing every minute and second? So for that reason, he's a peaceable God. Whatever he says, we must do it. So that every other thing becomes automatic to you. He said, every other thing, I will act to you, he said. And when he says this, he has done it. It becomes automatic. I remember I was in the village before. I've never seen automatic door before. I don't know if there's anything like automatic door. But now you come to you just go, the door will open. What happened? If you now see people, you say, what is happening? That is what God is. Whatever he says, he does it. He doesn't know to say, please, I need power to do it. Everything is in him. So you are the one denying yourself from his promises. Every other thing that I have to you. Now, this whole month of November, till we end this year, please make up your mind to continue to praise the Lord. Why? Because he's your maker. That is, it's not a big deal, a big duty for us to say, praising him is too much now. Mm-mm. It's not. Please, when you are doing that, strength is even coming to you without you knowing. It's everything. We call it Jehovah Rapha. It's Doctor of Doctors. I know you have a lot of doctors in this city. But when God is talking, he's Doctor of Doctors. You cannot challenge him. Because with him, all things are possible. Nothing he cannot do. So for that reason, that you are still having his breath, you are alive, it means it's your time to get all you want. Because your God himself has them. He said, what shall with me? Everything is with you. Why do you call it Jehovah Rapha? Because it's everything. Nothing cannot do. It's not a medical doctor say, I don't know this one, no. I know the other side. No. With him, all things are possible. So I pray for every single one of this here. The enemy is always there, struggling to make sure he takes us away from the way of the Lord so that his blessings cannot come to us again. I pray that the power of God will make sure that none of you will again be taken away by the name of Jesus Christ. His grace will be upon us. That we come to survive with you. We are now in the 11th month of the year. We shall celebrate even the end of this year and take us again to 2026 fully happy. Not saying that last year was better. No. No. The coming year is better than even this year in the name of Jesus Christ. That we shall all celebrate continuously. Forget of your age today. You are going to add to it again next year. And you're going to add to it. Until Christ say, let's go, finally. He's the one that has everything. Not human being. No spirit can stop any of us from doing what we want to do. All we need is being sincere and steadfast in serving him. Why? Because he's principled. He cannot change anything because of you. And for that reason, we should be afraid and make sure we obey by doing what he said we should do. Worship him. This same month of November, throughout, you are going to worship him. You will see what will happen to you in 2026. As you go, the poor blessing upon every single one of us. And we shall change or not towards what is going to happen. So for that reason, plan yourself down. Today is the second day of the month that we still have weeks to come. This same November, every Sunday, we should be here. At least, we should be here to praise him. So that his promises, he has already planned, will work out for us. It's not that he starts thinking what he's going to do to us. No. Everything he knows. So, please, let's look at the book of Hebrews, chapter 13. Chapter 13, verse 15. He said, by him, therefore, let us offer the sacrifice of praise to God continually. It's not matter of saying, I praised God last week now, so it should be enough for him. No. If that's all he's asking for you, do it continually. That is the fruit of our lips. Give it thanks to his name. Your lip is there, but the bread that is in you, you are still empowered to be able to praise him. He didn't take it away from you. You cannot say, I'm very tired though. I don't have power to praise God now. The least power you have is to praise him, because he's the one that is power himself. That he will give you that grace that you'll be able to live. No one can stop you. Even though the enemy is fighting against you, that you continue to live, but you can't do that. Christ is the hope of glory. No one is as powerful as he is. And for that reason, this same November, anywhere you go, anything you do, in your mind, praise him. That is the penalty for not obeying all the things you have done in the past. God will always forgive you, but praise him. Praise him. Do not say, but I praised him last Sunday now. I think it's enough. It's not enough. So long as you are breathing, continue to praise him. Continue to praise him. Why? Because he is there as your Lord and Savior. And the enemy will never be able to empower anyone that is here in the name of Jesus Christ. His cloud, the angelic power, is here, unknown to us, protecting you. You think I'm too strong, that is why? No. The one that is protecting you is always there. And his protection, no evil can be able to stop you. Why? Because he's the owner of everything. He owns everything. Let's look at the book of Psalm 104, which many of us know about. Psalm 104. Psalm 104. Say, bless the Lord, O my soul, O Lord, my God. You are very great. You are clothed with honor and majesty. It's not that, do not think, why does God want us to be praising him? This and that. What is your own problem inside? Praise him. He's already who he is. You are, don't ever think you are the one making God to be God, though. If not, you're not gone. Whether you praise or not, you see who he is. Just for you to be blessed, that is why you should praise him. And not that if you don't praise him, you will not be God. He's always God. You cannot change him. He made you. You did not make him. So don't think that when God is asking if you should praise him, that means if you don't praise him again now, maybe you'll not be God again. No? So I will not praise him. You are only doing yourself. It becomes automatic on you to be falling. God will not say fall. He doesn't. God, you have to say no. Once you do a choice like that, it becomes automatic for you to fall. Unknown to you. And for that reason, we have no option than to praise that same one that made me and you. Because he said clearly, he made you in his image and his likeness. I do not think that, I said it before, why does God want us to be praising him every time? We will not praise him. If you like, you praise him. If you don't praise him, he's always God. You do not elect him to be God. So I will not vote for me again. Now they are not trying to say, Tinubu will not vote for you to present himself. God is God. You are not voting for him. You are only voting for yourself by praising him. Unknown to you. You only see blessing coming to you. You say, I didn't do anything. What happened? Because you are praising God. All the blessings are already on your way. Unknown to you. So, brothers and sisters, please make up your mind that the life you are living is not yours. The one who holds you, you want to be pleased, continuously praised by you, and not thinking I'm too busy. Busy in the world. You only want to be sitting eating only. No. Praise him. Then God will make sure that everything he talked about you when he was creating you, it can't come to pass in the name of Christ. That none of you in this room will ever regret to become a member of another organization. Why? Because the Lord himself, he does not fail when he says he's going to do anything. It's only we that we are always causing problems to ourselves. When you finish, let's look at the book of Psalm 18. He said, I will call upon the Lord who is worthy to be praised. So shall I be saved from my enemies. Did you hear that? If you don't want to be saved from your enemies, it's your problem. But if you want to be saved from your enemies, what do you do? Call upon the Lord. Why? Because he's dear, ready to hear you. All you need to do is to call upon him. Any single being that has decided to make him or herself your enemy is already defeated. That's what God said. So that is why God, thank you for you to praise him. You are praising him means you are paying for what he's going to do for you, unknown to you. It's not until you bring out money from your pocket that you think you are done. No. Praise the Lord. is able, because with him all things are possible. Before you are giving birth to, already he is presenting himself, you know what to do. Like I told you at the beginning, you did not elect him to become God. It's not Tinubu that you say, I'll not vote for him again. It's always who he is. It's only you that you require to be blessed. This is why he has given you all these things for us to do, so that you'll be getting your blessing daily. There is another one. You say we serve God. Yes, another one called the enemy is always there to obstruct you from what you are supposed to be. That is a problem we have as human beings. The enemy is always looking for to make sure he devours you continuously. But with the grace and power that our God has, the enemy cannot do anything to you. And I pray that every single member of this church, that the enemy is struggling to make sure he cut them off, God will not allow it to happen in the name of Christ, shall empower every one of us that remain continuously to praise him, to let him know with him all things are possible, because he's our God and we are his children. The Bible tells me clearly, he made me in his image and his likeness. I don't need to see God first before I say, he raised up on me. No. The Bible has told me, he made me in his image and his likeness. When I look at myself, I say, okay, this is how God is super. That's the truth. Don't ever think that God is, no. You are a child of God. You remain a child of God forever. I pray that nothing should move you away. The enemy cannot be able to take any of us away in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall continue to live for him. And in him, he will continue to bless us. Even let's look at the book of Psalms 30, verse 11 again. Psalm 30, 11. So you have turned for me my money into dancing. You have put off my sackcloth and guided me with gladness. The Lord is always there to bless you. But even when you don't want it, he wants to give it to you, because he's Lord himself. Many of us today we say, I was in church last Sunday, and this Sunday I don't think I will go again. They say, bless you. No. Don't you eat every day? Why should you say, because I praise the Lord last week, I don't need to praise him again now this week? Don't you eat every day? You ate yesterday, why do you want to eat again today? Can you not remember, say, I've eaten yesterday, I will not eat again in 2 weeks' time. Do it. Otherwise, praise the Lord before you eat every day. Thank you for giving this food, though. Praise him. You eat the food, no problem. You know, sir, I prayed yesterday, I'm not going to pray today, I will only eat straight away. No, you already violated something. Please, praising the Lord is a thing that we should learn how to do continuously. It's not a thing you think, only I'll pray to God when I'm in the church now. I'm not in church now. No. God is God always, anywhere he is. So that's what we should know. So God will give you that grace to continuously praise him in the name of Jesus Christ. That the enemy will not be able to disturb your brain anymore to think, forget God now. God is only on Sunday after for him. No. It's with you every minute and second. The bread that is you is God. When it's not in you, then it means you return back to where you are made at the beginning. I pray that every one of us, his grace will come to sustain us, that our fulfillment of destiny on this planet Earth cannot be stopped in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen. We shall become a testimony in our generation. It doesn't matter how long it is, our generation, we shall become a testimony to let them know that with God, all things are possible. Whatever is not possible around with us, it will be possible because the Lord is with us. This same month of November, before we know it now, we say it's December month. For that reason, brother, sister, Make up your mind that your God is always with you anywhere we go. And he's going to bless you and make you to become a blessing also to every other one around you. Don't be afraid. Why? Because he has surplus. He's not going to look for it anywhere. Everything is his. He's trying to make you his own child that become everything becomes yours also. And that's what it's supposed to be. So for that reason, praise him continuously. As you praise him, if you are unlucky, all the things that the enemy is trying to close, you'll be unlucky them or not, it becomes automatic for you. Why? Because the Lord that is around you is key to everything. Once he passes by, his breath only open everything around you. You don't have to use key. You don't need key. He's key himself. The Lord is key himself to everything. The life you are living is his, not ours. And he continues to store it in you. This is why the devil is struggling every day to make sure he stops everything for us. I pray that every single one that is hearing my voice right now, the Holy Spirit will be with you continuously. You will fulfill your destiny, that you go to entice you with Christ. No evil will delay you away in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall continue to praise him throughout this season until it be God's to the evil the coming year in the name of Jesus Christ. We shall become celebrity of this situation, not thinking of what is going to happen. Nothing will happen because God with us already. You are blessed. I remain blessed forever as you continue to worship him. God will continue to bless you and fulfill your destiny. It doesn't matter who is your enemy. Just know the Lord is there to destroy them in the name of Jesus Christ. You are never a captive anymore in the name of Jesus Christ. So, I want us to pray. Let us pray. There is no need going more verses about what the Lord will do for us. Why? Because it's all the same story. Every Father, I commit the life of every single soul that is here to you today. Lord, we know without you we can do nothing on this planet earth. That you made us in your image and your likeness, Father, we give ourselves unto you. Empower us to be able to remain steadfast in serving you. Lord, surround us with your angels, that whatever is in us that is not from you, Lord, let it be taken away in the name of Jesus Christ. And perfect us with your grace. Let us become strong and healthy and going to live for you, Christ. Until you come to eternity, Lord Jesus, we live for you. We are not afraid of any situation. Because with you, all things are possible. Lord, I ask, put your mark on every single that is here right now. That anywhere they go, your favor will be with them. Your favor will be with them. No one, no single being will be able to stop them anymore in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Father, that we are now in the 11th month of the year. Because we know, Father, with us in January, we are now going to the end of the year. Father, let your angels take control. And bring us fully back to the coming year, 2026, Father. I'm going to give us unto you. Thank you, mighty God. Thank you, the Prince of Peace. Put your strength in everyone that is here, that they will be able to live for you and praise you continuously. That your name be glorified in their life, Father. They become a testimony in generation, Father. In Jesus' precious name, I pray for everyone that is here. Amen. Amen. God bless you all.